Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SVGBE podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. My name is Kevin. I'm here along with Steven and Joey. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, Kevin?
All right, we took a little week off. We got so pissed off at each other, we took a week off. That's not what happened.
Nope.
Exactly, we took a week off so we could talk about Nintendo 64 and how terrible it is.
Woo! And to some. To some.
Let's do it.
I am ready.
You're next, Joey.
So the Nintendo 64, to me, is Nintendo's first mistake.
No? Okay. Wasn't Virtual Boy out before that?
Yeah, Virtual Boy.
Virtual Boy's awesome. Virtual Boy's better than Nintendo 64.
No,
Virtual Boy's better than Nintendo
64. I don't like 64, but I'm going to go against you on that
one. Okay, let's say second. Technically, second mistake.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with second mistake.
No. I mean, why was it a mistake?
Because they chose cartridges instead of discs.
That's a good, yeah.
They started the whole thing with Sony.
Yeah, so started discs. Okay.
They were supposed to pair with Sony.
Well, that was actually one of their mistakes, too, because they actually started PlayStation because of their non-agreeableness. Yeah. But I think Sony was at error there. I think they were trying to take advantage of Nintendo. Because you see that prototype that leaked?
Yes.
It had Sony all over it, like nothing Nintendo.
Yeah.
So Nintendo was like, no, this is not happening. This is our console here. What are you guys doing?
Nintendo was notoriously hard to work with and is notoriously hard to work with, which I'm pretty sure had a lot to do with
it. For a reason. Yeah, they're protecting their company.
Yeah.
You know?
And then what happened was, so you have, let's talk about some games here. So you have the first game, I believe, was bundled with it, which was Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good one.
Which changed gaming.
Yes.
I don't think they ever had a Mario 64 bundle.
Did it come with it, though? Did it just
they
come
only
with
had
it?
A Donkey Kong 64 bundle.
But I thought, it just came with it.
Well, maybe yours, but not mine.
I never had one.
Yeah. No, they never came with
it. They never came with it?
I'm not sure. No. I remember mine came with the Cruisin' USA.
Which is awesome.
Which is a classic.
It's fantastic.
But that didn't come as a bundle, like actual
I always thought it came
official
with
release.
I
no.
Huh.
Honestly,
so that was the first one that didn't come with the game. Their first console that did not come with the game. Because Virtual Boy came with tennis.
And they were really expensive. They were crazy for a while.
How much were they? Do you know?
Well, only because, like, the black market. They were, selling on the side for, like, $300 to $400.
Well,
I think retail, they were, like, standard $150, $250 max.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, standard Nintendo console.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, launch day, everything was separate. I think that was the first console where they didn't have a game that was packed in, like Mario World and Mario and everything else. So that was a mistake too as well.
Everybody that I knew that had a 64 had Mario 64.
Because that was a launch title. And it was a must have.
Well, that game still to this day has changed gaming.
Yep.
Yeah.
The way they do 3D platformers.
Yep.
I mean, is because of that. And that game is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh my God, it is so good.
Yep.
I'm just sliding down the ice with penguins and just pulling Mario's face. Once you figured out you could pull Mario's face,
that was Nintendo's first console where they just say, you know what, we're just gonna do a bunch of first party stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They really didn't have that much third party support.
Because
and I was a big Nintendo
because of the Sony.
I was a big Nintendo fanboy. I didn't like Sony when it first came out because I was a Nintendo fanboy. I grew up with Nintendo, and I'm like, okay, the Nintendo Sega Battle, okay, Nintendo One, and okay, now that's Nintendo PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking over, and they have like all these awesome SquareSoft RPGs on PlayStation.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it.
Yes.
One after another, just pumping them out. And I'm looking at my 64 games like, okay.
Cool, Quest 64.
Yeah, and I actually bought that all excited.
That was a letdown.
That was terrible.
No excuses for that one.
All right,
and
so
there was no Mario RPG.
Yeah.
There was no Punch-Out.
What about Paper Mario?
Paper Mario,
that's
yeah.
That's an RPG.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's not the same story,
no.
But it's still an RPG.
It's still like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you look at when the merger failed between Sony and Nintendo. You look at what happens when Sony did come out with what they came out with, you start to realize disc is where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get the cartridges and you look at Mario 64, you say, wow, that's huge. Uh-huh. It's awesome. It's fantastic. And that's kind of it.
And it was really cool to have the CD case and everything.
Yeah.
It's like,
as polished and clean the discs were, they had loading times.
Mm-hmm.
And
those
loading times were kind of frustrating.
It was worth it to hear disc quality music.
Well, I mean, Mario 64 music was pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. But it was MIDI. It wasn't, like, orchestra.
No,
or
it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was. But, I mean, it still goes back to the 16-bit and 8-bit music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of Nintendo's road, so it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those loading times.
I think if they did disc back then, they would have more support. I think Squaresoft would have had more. So their RPGs on that console.
I agree.
Because they already had a relationship on Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All those great RPGs that were on Super. Yeah. It's like, why not continue that?
Well, they started to make so many games. They started to make a Final Fantasy. They started to make an Earthbound. Mm-hmm. But they realized that it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't work. So they stopped making all these games. Which is why they came out with Final Fantasy VII on PS1, mm-hmm. which just changed the RPG space forever on that console. Because you see on YouTube, they have a Final Fantasy Nintendo 64 demo that obviously never came out.
No.
And it just looks so bad. It looks awful.
Speaking of Earthbound, wasn't that going to be for the 64 disc? They were making a disc for the 64, weren't they?
The 64DD was actually released in Japan.
Yeah.
With a few games. Like, it smoothed up Mario 64, and it made a couple of other games smoother.
But it didn't last long? It wasn't successful?
No, they had a Mario Paint for Nintendo 64.
Hmm. I think they had, like, a Wave Racer, too, or some kind of...
I think so, yeah. Hmm. Like, everything was basically Mario DD, stuff like that.
Hmm.
So they did that, but was it a hard disc? It wasn't a CD.
I think it was kind of like a UMD.
Yeah, so it wasn't a CD.
Could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
Totally wrong.
We're probably wrong.
I have no idea. I thought that...
I don't think it was a UMD. I think it was like a floppy.
That bad, huh? I don't think it was a floppy, though.
I don't think it was a floppy.
I know it wasn't a CD, though.
It could have been.
I know for a fact it wasn't a CD.
We got to buy this stuff. Buying it.
We got to check into it.
Yeah, we got to look into this. We're talking about things we don't know about.
Anybody know what it's built of? Just put it in the comments below.
Yeah.
Do we have comments below?
All six of them.
I don't know.
Cool. I mean, I count as one listener. You guys are... So we got three listeners right here.
So we got three comments.
Okay, perfect.
Please chime in to correct us.
But you have some great games. So Nintendo 64, to me, has great games and awful games.
Yes.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That console let me down a lot. A lot of games I bought, I was like, meh.
Because you had something better to compare them to.
No, not really.
I wouldn't say better.
It wasn't comparable.
I didn't have another console back then when I bought Castlevania.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to where my best friend at the time had a Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
So I was going to his house every single day and playing Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. So I, quote unquote, had one.
Yeah.
So at the time, my brother and I were like, what do we want next? We decided on a PlayStation. So I was playing Nintendo 64 games and PlayStation games at the same time, just because of my friend.
And what did your PlayStation come with?
My PlayStation came... No, that was Dreamcast came with something special. We'll get there. But my PlayStation came broke. And the only way to play it was to turn it sideways.
So you bought it new, broken?
Bought a brand new broken. And I bought it from Warehouse Music.
My brother flipped it upside down.
Yeah, we eventually had to flip it upside down. Yes. Sideways wouldn't work anymore. Yes.
That's weird, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little trick.
And then these were, I believe, the first consoles that needed the external memory. So Nintendo 64 needed the extra memory memory cards and extensions.
Back then.
But the Nintendo 64 did create the Rumble Pack, which is one of my favorite features in gaming.
Yep.
I love when the controller rumbles. I think it's amazing.
It was
fantastic.
Bundled with Star Fox. I think that was the first time it was shown too.
Yeah.
And then certain games were compatible with it.
Most of the first party Nintendo games had built-in memory, though.
Yes.
So those memory cards were just good for like wrestling.
Like sports.
For like third-party ones.
Ooh, WCW versus NBA.
Yes. No Mercy.
All right. So let's get into this. So you have a lot of great Nintendo first-party games. You have GoldenEye. Mm-hmm. But for me... It was me and one other person playing, so we never had the four-player experience.
Oh, split screen?
And I think that's Baby where screens. 64 was its highlights, four players.
It was a multiplayer.
That's where it started it, yeah.
The couch co-op for Nintendo 64 was perfect.
Yeah, PlayStation was more like for a single-player console.
Mm-hmm. It was Japanese. It's a Japanese console.
Yeah.
Like, heavy Japanese titles.
Yeah.
A lot of games didn't even have two players at all.
No. I think, yeah, like Tony
Twisted
Hawk.
Metal.
Twisted Metal was like the biggest one.
Twisted Metal, Loaded.
And then sports games. But you have Mario Party. You have Mario Kart. You have GoldenEye. You have Star Fox.
Mario Tennis, Mario Golf.
Exactly.
All the Mario parties.
Yeah, all of Mario them. Parties. And then, let's see what else we're missing.
You can go to Zelda's. Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong Racing. You can go to...
Banjo and Banjo-Kazooie and Tui.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the issue,
those
of course.
Those are one player,
but... Okay.
I was talking
about first party games.
Are those first party?
They're rare.
They're rare.
Nintendo published? So Rare created Nintendo published?
I don't know. Because wouldn't first party be Nintendo? Like all the Mario characters, Zelda, Fox, and all that?
Well, I guess so. I guess that was an exclusive then. Banjo-Kazooie was exclusive.
Not a first party.
I don't know. Yeah, some of the couch co-op, like obviously Mario Kart, another game that changed gaming.
Yeah.
So you have these almost perfect games at the time.
Yeah.
And then you have these almost so games that are so flawed you can't play them.
Okay, now let's go with those games. Which games are those?
Obviously ones? Superman, which is the hit right now for everyone to talk about.
Yeah, everybody loves that one.
Quest 64 was really bad.
That was disappointing.
Castlevania is, some love it, some hate it.
I'm one of the ones that love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was different. It's not the same.
Both of them?
But both of them. Legacy of Darkness. It grows onto you. You start liking it. Once you get used to the controls.
Did you like it because that's all you had?
No. I had other games. It's just I was a Castlevania fan. Mm-hmm. I put the time and I grew up liking it.
Mm-hmm.
So that one I wouldn't count as a bad one, but I know people just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's the cameras, the controls. Or
a game I liked was Windback, too. I was talking to you about it.
Windback.
Is that a first person?
No, it's third.
Third?
Yeah.
Windback.
It's like a cover shooter.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. It's made by Koei.
I think it's like Blue Stinger for Dreamcast. Or is it sort of similar to that?
I haven't played Blue Stinger.
I've never played that.
Yeah, third person. What else? You had Perfect Dark.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Excitebike, which is really good.
Yeah.
Rare was their biggest publisher with Conkers and all that stuff.
Yeah, so you had Conkers, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, Perfect Dark.
Didn't they help make Donkey Kong, too?
Yep, Donkey Kong 64 and Diddy Kong Racing.
Okay, Joey, Donkey Kong 64.
Okay, here we go. What's up with that?
It's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
It's not, like, it's just really bland. It's very bland.
Can you give me, like, more information?
Certain things you have to do, like collecting all the, what do you collect?
It's the golden bananas.
The golden bananas.
Yeah. That's pretty much the stars to Mario?
Correct.
Okay.
I just think it was terribly designed, and coming off of Donkey Kong Country,
it looked worse.
I think it was a very bad move.
Okay,
that's another thing. We compared these games to Super Nintendo games, we expected like that big jump.
Yeah, Super Nintendo kind of started it
because Mario did it so well.
Yeah,
yes,
that's true.
Exactly,
that's true.
We expected that from every other game because Mario Kart, and all these games were just wild.
But you were getting awesome 3D platformers on PlayStation. You were getting Blasto. You were getting Croc. You were getting
Spyro.
Spyro.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot's kind of like Temple Run. You really have nowhere to go. You're literally on like a...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. But, yes. And you're getting all those games, and then Donkey Kong Country 64 comes out.
Yeah. That was disappointing.
That shit kicked butt.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, it should have been awesome. I just don't understand why Banjo and Kazooie was so awesome, and Donkey Kong 64 was not. Basically the same game, but not.
Yeah, it is, pretty much. See, I actually heard rumors that Donkey Kong 64, it's not Country.
Sorry, yes, my fault.
Well, yeah, well.
Habit.
I heard that it was actually Banjo-Kazooie 3,
mm-hmm.
and then they switched or changed it to make it a Donkey Kong game. That's why a lot of the elements seem like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why it's not as great, because it wasn't officially a Donkey Kong game. It didn't start off as a Donkey Kong Country.
Mm-hmm.
It started off as a Banjo-Kazooie, and it just was not, it just wasn't that great.
Well, did Banjo-Tooie sell very well?
Part 2,
I don't think so. I was thinking it was a short print anyways, because it's kind of rare.
Yeah, because maybe that's why they changed it to Donkey Kong, because they didn't have any other Donkey Kong games.
They knew it was sinking. Change it to a known character, I guess.
See, most of those 3D games, like Quake, got me nauseous.
I never played Quake.
Those games
that's
were
a shooting game,
terrible
right?
looking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was a PC. Person. It was a PC port, right?
Doom and Quake and all those ports on 64.
I played Doom.
Terrible.
Doom was hard.
Terrible.
And it was scary when you play it late at night.
Yeah, try to play it now.
really scary. Have you looked at 64 graphics lately? That's the thing.
It's very hard to look at. It is extremely hard to look at.
And you know what? To be honest, when you really dig in deep out about it, 64 is an okay console. But it might be the people that collect them.
Yeah.
You know? So just depends.
Well,
if you grew up with it or not.
They did 2D side scrollers very well. They have Crystal Shards, Kirby, which is very fun.
That one I missed out. I never.
That was a good one.
Yoshi's Story was beautiful. Not the greatest of games, But it was very, it was fun.
The best
it was
looking
fun
one.
Yeah, I think it's the best looking 64 game.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the only games, and Kirby, that actually hold up. Because everything is just polygon, like, to hell. The Star Wars games are really good, but they do not hold up at all.
Like, which ones? All of them?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
All of them are, I mean, they have these snow levels where everything's just white.
Yeah.
It's like, good luck, man. Try to find this door. Okay. Can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, doing stuff in that game was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no, like, you couldn't see, first of all, what was going on.
No, because there was no, there was only the little joystick and then the C buttons.
Yeah.
Where the which, look- I don't even know if those were the look around on, the, on those games. Mm-hmm.
They were. They're, like, directional.
Because that was very hard to figure out how to play. Turok.
Turok.
Was so hard for me to control. Because I think that was the first time I had to use the C. Oh my god, that game is...
Yeah.
I just recently tried to pick that up like a few months ago. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with this game?
Yeah, it's...
The controls.
Fucking design is good.
Yeah, that's really bad. But then you have games like Mega Man 64 and Mega Man Legends.
Mega Legends way better, man.
Oh, obviously. Mega Man Legends is... Well, you can see things, first of all. And it's just... It's... I don't understand why it's so different. And then all the Resident Evils or Resident Evil 2.
It was 2.
Yeah.
It was
they didn't
two.
Do one.
No, just 2.
Yeah.
And that game looked like crap on 64.
Green blood?
Well, you, can, that, actually, you can actually change the blood.
Oh, yeah?
You can change it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the sports games were not close to.
No, super, Madden was terrible. Was,
yeah, Madden was bad.
Yeah, the sports games. Well, the baseball game, I think, was the best thing. And Kobe basketball.
Were Kobe like, basketball was great. And Kobe. Wayne Gretzky 3D hockey, which is like the Blitz of hockey. So that was cool. Mm. Like, Blitz looked pretty similar. It was okay.
And also, they only had like 260 carts in their whole entire collection, where PlayStation had like about, what, 800?
Well, but do you think that's because they didn't merge with PlayStation and that was a lot of their money?
What do you mean?
Do you think companies ended up going with Sony because of what happened between Sony
companies
and Nintendo?
Companies went up going to Sony because it was probably easier to develop for, and they had the space to do on a disc.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably cheaper. It was
probably, yeah.
It was probably cheaper for them to make.
Do we know, do we have any comparison on price on cartridges compared to discs? Meaning, like, when Mario was released, do we know the price of that? And when, like, Final Fantasy was released?
They're about 50.
Same?
Yeah, they're 50. Price. They always kept it the same price.
Yeah. Never, I love cartridges now, but I think they messed up. I don't think they did it right.
Because you're right, the loading time is nice with cartridges.
Time, yeah,
but
you
I
just
mean,
put them in, you
I'd rather it load and play. Have a good
but
game.
But I'd rather have better graphics,
better music.
Graphics are
Papa
a
John's.
Thing, but I don't play.
Better graphics, better music. Papa John's.
Papa John's.
This podcast is sponsored by Papa John's.
I wish it was. I'm starving.
I didn't actually play the game for the graphics. I mean, it was nice, but I played the game for the game. You know, I wasn't like, I mean, of course I was younger and I was like, I wanted my game now. Mm-hmm. I didn't want the loading. Mm-hmm. When you play Resident Evil, every time you open a door, you always had to wait for the loading.
Yeah.
And then if your PlayStation was upside down, there was a chance that the game was going to crash and you would freak out.
Oh my God. That's yeah.
After the loading.
That's one thing. I don't think. Every time I played 64, it never froze.
No, I know. That's the beauty of it.
I would
it,
lose
that
hours on PlayStation.
You would just play,
hours.
Yeah. And
the memory card.
Oh, God.
The memory card,
so
yeah.
So much data deleted. That whole megabyte disappeared.
I would be so paranoid and double save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to, man. It's like 40 hours.
Yeah.
That's some time right there.
I don't remember using a memory card for anything other than creating my wrestler on Nintendo 64.
And, you know, I think there was a built-in save for that.
But I don't think it was big enough.
Well, how many characters were you making?
I mean, a lot, probably.
Oh, okay, that's probably
because I think this is like the first time you could do that. So I was like, customize.
Yeah.
Sit there for hours and choose three colors of something.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very many options, but I enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, of course.
Enjoyed making my wrestler.
Make your own wrestler.
You have Cruisin' USA, which is a great game.
Mm-hmm. Arcade, classic.
And then PlayStation comes out with a game called Gran Turismo, and you're like. This is the racing. Like, there's certain things that Nintendo did, and the PlayStation was like, well, here we go. We're going to do it a little bit better. We're going to do an actual car simulator that guaranteed will not run on Nintendo 64, no matter how you make it. You can probably only get Rush. Was it 2049?
Well, they had Ridge Racer, too,
Rush.
PlayStation.
Ridge Racer is always a launch title for for the consoles that it comes out on.
Yeah. Except for PS4.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't come out with one. They had one on Nintendo 3DS.
I think it was Drive Club instead or something.
Oh, no, that got delayed 6 years and it's terrible. It's, anyway.
Whoops.
Yeah. But you just... I felt almost let... Not let down. But in my head, I was like, well, there's this better looking thing with cooler music and quote-unquote realism. Mm-hmm. And then you have Nintendo 64, which has Zeldas.
Yes.
Which I never played.
You never played
until I was at least 20 years old.
You're also forgetting one thing, too. The CG cutscenes on PlayStation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Cutscenes. That can never be done on 64.
Right. Dude, the intro to Resident Evil? Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's grainy on that, so yeah. Just imagine what it would have looked like on... It would have looked worse than the Sega CD.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would.
Metal Gear would probably have been on Nintendo, too, if they did disc.
Oh, man. It guaranteed would have been on Nintendo because of their past.
Mm-hmm. They had a relationship before Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they fucked up that bad where a new company just came in and said, we'll take all your games.
Yeah, we got this.
You've been working together for 2 years, two generations. I'm here to take everything.
Yeah, and a lot of games didn't come out on Nintendo 64 that should have, like a Final Fantasy.
I think they did cartridges because they were scared of pirating.
Yeah, because it was brand new.
Yeah. They didn't want to do discs because they could be copied in some way. Which Sony got pirated like crazy.
Yeah, but they never lost money off it because it was more expensive to pirate.
We had to get it chipped.
Oh, God.
Remember that? Yeah. And you could just burn games?
My brother's got a chip. Yeah, sure he does. And then you go to his house and just burnt games.
Yep.
That he bought at a swap meet.
Yep.
And they never worked right. Ever. They always froze.
So weird. Nintendo never had that problem.
And they still don't. Like you have your...
Oh, they do with the R4.
Yeah, but then you can update your 3DS and then your R4 doesn't work.
Yeah,
like, but they have a firmware updates for your R4 to counter that.
Oh, they do now.
They also have, remember the hard drive for the original Wii? How they had that all the games?
Homebrew.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's homebrew. Right. Homebrew.
They're finding out ways to do it now, but back then the technology wasn't there for us to do that for 64. So
yeah, I wonder, because Nintendo, this is actually Nintendo's first time they were behind in quality.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
That was the first bad step.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
And they never caught up since.
They have not caught up since. They have not.
Yeah.
Even in handhelds, like PSP always.
Well, handhelds they dominate.
But
you
power
have,
wise.
They don't have. But you can have the most beautifulest console and like four games on it.
But they're always. I think Nintendo is forever going to be behind in power.
I don't think so. I think they have something that's going to happen soon. I really do.
I don't think this...
I think they're going to come back. Dude, they're making so much money. I don't care what nobody says.
I bought an Amiibo today. I bought my Mario.
Oh, did you?
I saw it was hidden. I was like, give me that.
The Mario, Dr. Mario?
No. Okay. The 30th anniversary.
Oh, you saw one. Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
There was two. Should I have bought
one? Yeah, you should have. I would have loved to open one up.
My fault.
And throw it at you. Is
this heavy? Me and Mario are the same age, so that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's see what else, man.
You guys are both dicks, so that's cool.
We're both assholes. We both jump on things. So it's really weird. Let's talk about this controller, guys.
The controller.
Feelings, go ahead.
How
long did you stare at it before you touched it?
About a good 10 minutes.
Yeah. You're like, so which one do I hold?
Yeah.
I don't quite get it.
You know what? It looks weird, but when you pick it up, it feels right.
It does feel right.
It does.
But I'm looking at it right now, and it's disgusting.
Another thing, I had no fighting games on this console. Just the Mortal Kombat. Killer Instinct, and that's it. They didn't have Street Fighters and nothing like that.
Yeah, they had Clay Fighter, and that's, just the basic. They basically brought over some Super Nintendo games, and then...
Yeah, they went from hardcore Super Nintendo, dominating the market, having the best games, to like 64.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're like.
But that's when PlayStation was coming out with Street Fighter Alphas, and just that's when everyone was playing them.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 3, Street Fighter 2.
But again, the thing with the 64 is that it was, again, for four players. So how can you add a four-player fighting game?
Fighting Force 64.
And what game was that dominated 64? That was a four-player fighting game.
Smash Bros.
There you go. Uh-huh. And now look how popular that game was. Yes, yes. That was a very demanding game for everybody that owned a 64.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Smash Brothers would have been successful if it wasn't Nintendo characters? Do you think we'd still be playing it today?
No.
Hell no.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Yeah.
Because look what PlayStation did with their Battle Royale BS.
I've never played that. I still want to play it.
It's very close to being good. It's so close to being good.
They had like four characters.
We could do a whole podcast on it. Like, the characters don't, like, beating somebody up with Mario is extremely satisfying. Yes. Beating somebody up with Sweet Tooth is kind of normal.
No, okay.
Or Kratos.
Or Nathan Drake.
Yeah, like, the only cool person I used was Sackboy. I was like, that's cool. Like, I'm killing someone with Sackboy. Smash Brothers, I never played until I was in my 20s, the original.
Mm. And did you play with four people?
Or just two? Just two.
And I think, again, four people is where it really shined. That's where you get all the action.
You have a sloppy Pikachu. Mess.
Mario, yes. Yeah.
But I never, my friend that had 64, I think he only had two controllers.
Because
I don't know, what were the price of controllers back in the day?
$30.
Yeah. That's not bad at all, actually. Cheap ass parents.
I mean, it adds up. $30 for four controllers?
Mm-hmm. Everything was $30. Like the Rumble Pack was $30. The controllers could have been $40.
Yeah, so
I think they're expensive.
We would play Star Fox, two players. We would play 007, two players. We would play
Mario Party.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, two players. All that, two players.
Yeah, Mario Party, Mario Kart, all day long. Mm-hmm. GoldenEye, all day long.
Yeah.
But yes, that's when I pulled that console out was when a bunch of people were over.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a multiplayer console.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you play your PlayStation when everybody's gone.
When you're by yourself. Yep.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Put 48 hours into it.
Yeah, the only game I played by myself on 64 was Mario 64 and both Zeldas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Zeldas, you didn't have a choice.
Well, yeah,
that's solo mish. I never played the Zeldas until I met Steve in 2008.
Wow.
When I started collecting.
Wow.
Because I never had the console.
Ah, okay.
Because 64 kind of disappeared really fast. It was like 64, hey, here's this black box. It's called the GameCube. What?
Mm-hmm.
So 64 kind of...
I think it did for you quick because you bought a Dreamcast. So you're already moving on.
Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah, I was on the discs, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was convinced.
I think the Dreamcast was a better console than the 64. Don't even
get
me started on
that. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I think so.
We will definitely get to Dreamcast. 64, man, it's... I don't know. They released those like midway hits. So you have like Space Invaders and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But that's... That didn't showcase anything.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting Force 64, which was also released on PlayStation. Tenshu.
Bless you.
Thank you. It's the I think it's like that ninja fighting game.
I don't think it was on 64.
I don't think it was on 64.
It was on PlayStation.
Yeah. That was a PlayStation.
Yeah, fucking noob.
So what did they? So what did they have? Did they have like something like that at all?
Winback.
To win back.
There was that ninja game, Goldman?
Oh yeah,
Gaom,
Mystical
Goldman?
Ninja.
Yeah. That was like an RPG. Sounds racist. It does. It was an RPG, I think.
I never played it. I always seen it, but I never played it. Mm-hmm. I know it's a ninja. That's it.
Yeah, that game was very hard.
Related to
ninja. Yeah, like $50.
Damn.
Right now?
Yeah, Worms Armageddon too. It's another game that was good,
that's
but weird. It's a $100 game too as well.
That's a cool game.
Did you guys play Turok 2 and 3?
Nope.
I played 2. I never played 3.
Was 2 better than 1?
It's pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. Graphics are a little more sharper.
Just a lot of green. A lot of greens and browns.
Yeah. A lot of reds and blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of arrows.
That one introduced the multiplayer.
Oh.
It's kind of like GoldenEye. Turok.
So you're shooting people with arrows instead of proximity mines and...
You're shooting them with, like, machine guns and lasers and...
In Turok?
In Turok, yeah. Multiplayer.
So was it, like, futuristic, prehistoric?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet,
kind of,
actually.
Kind of futuristic.
That's actually awesome.
The cool thing I did like about that one was that...
Oh, so it's like
Metal Gear.
No, it's like, Metal Gear. Far Cry.
The
80s one.
Yeah.
Is it similar to that? Dragons, what's it called?
Blood Dragon,
I guess...
So it was like just super 80s and it had lasers and dinosaurs.
And dinosaurs,
You ever played Blood Dragon, huh, Joey?
I never played that, no.
I hate Far Cry, but that game was awesome.
Yeah, that game was dope.
I think we laughed for like the first hour. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Should make a part 2.
I think they are, actually. Let's see, man. I don't know.
They messed up by calling it Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
They should have just called it Blood Dragon.
Yep.
That's it.
Sealies.
That's it.
What does that mean?
So you had Star Wars Racer.
Oh, that one I never got.
Those games came out on Dreamcast and PlayStation as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Which one?
Star Wars Pod Racer, the racers.
Pod Racing.
Yeah, that also
I know it's on Dreamcast for sure, but I don't know if it's on PlayStation.
I think it's on PlayStation.
It's on PlayStation.
I think so.
It's on PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean
Silent Hill, Joey.
That's on PlayStation.
And that's not of course. On 64.
No.
This is turning into a little PlayStation episode.
It's not on PS4.
That's only one player. So when I'm home alone, all my friends are gone. I pull out the Silent Hill. I pull out the Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
I have fun with it.
And that's when Nintendo started with the Nintendo 64 was co-op.
Yeah.
And they still don't do online very well.
The first online was a DS, I believe, right? And that's during what? PlayStation 2? 3?
But that was when you could do the one cartridge and then you guys would all be Shy Guys.
Yeah,
and, because you guys didn't need the cartridge to play, which was awesome. But they did a couple games on DS which were online.
I know they did.
They still, it's weird to me why they still focus on couch co-op.
That's weird to you?
That's very weird to me. Because that should be, your main focus should be online. What's so hard about doing online and couch co-op?
Yes, I think it should be both, actually.
I 100% agree.
And we should be able to talk.
Yeah. That's true. I'm playing a tactical third-person shooter as Splatoon, and I can't tell someone that someone's behind them. Yeah. That's stupid. That is very stupid. And I don't know why they're so far behind in certain things. And it started with the Nintendo 64.
Well, I think with the Nintendo, they're trying to be more censored for the kids or the younger
There's adults, YouTube.
You know? Yeah, have I mean, of course. There's always some way to get around it. It's just Nintendo doesn't want to be known as those people that can... You know, with all the teabagging, with all the trash talking and all that shit. They're trying to censor all that.
They had Conkers on their consoles, so I kind of...
Yeah, but that was
a single player.
And that was it.
Then,
Other mature games? Well, besides, like, Doom. But Conkers was, like, filthy.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about, like, filthy,
yeah.
Conkers.
That's
it. That was the only one.
Yeah.
And they never... Like, what did... GameCube had Eternal Darkness.
No, but nothing dirty, like...
Yeah, but it wasn't...
It wasn't dirty, but it was kind of, kind of dark.
It was crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
They used a lot of stuff in that game that they never used again, and I don't know why.
Metal Gear uses a psych meter, didn't they? Kind of. Metal Gear 4, didn't he have like a psych
meter?
It has
a psych meter, but I don't know if it messes with your head.
Eternal Darkness.
You get weak. Yeah.
Eternal Darkness would like...
It would fuck with your
head. The screen would turn blue, and you'd be like, did my game freeze?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it would go back. Yeah. And like just weird shit like that would happen.
A message would say, your memory card has been corrupted. Yep. Please turn off the system now.
Or the sound would cut out.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, and then you go in the back and mess with the sound. And then the sound would come back on. Yeah. It's just, I don't know why games don't do that. Because I think gamers would throw their consoles through.
Yeah, I think they would get a lot of calls.
Yeah.
Start freaking out.
Yeah. Maybe I'm pretty sure there's some sort of patent on it. All that stuff. Because you don't see it anywhere. It's nowhere.
See what? Games that mess with you?
I mean, not like that. The closest one, again, was Metal Gear.
Kind of just
Metal
messes with us.
Yeah. Psychomantis reads your memory card to tell you what you're
doing. Yeah, like, oh, you've been playing Castlevania. Yeah.
You're playing Castlevania.
The new one kind of messed with us, too, a little bit. The whole epidemic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt kind of...
Yeah, but it doesn't cut the screen out, like, and make you think you lost all your progress, or like...
No, it doesn't really. It doesn't break the fourth wall.
Yeah,
is what.
That's it's a great way to say it.
Mm.
That's a great way to say it. I love myself some GameCube. I do.
GameCube.
GameCube has a lot of secrets on it.
Yes.
A lot of secrets.
Yes, it does.
See, when they had discs, they had all the Resident Evils, and they all got remade.
And they're the best ones. And so the GameCube Resident Evils are the best.
Yeah.
Were. And but again, the small disc. Why? Why? Why did they do that?
Tiny disc. I don't know.
Some kind of gimmick to look different.
Again, but
it was their stubborn way of jumping into the disc industry.
Maybe they were like,
like making a stand.
Yeah.
No, maybe
we don't want to do it, but we're gonna do it halfway with a little disc.
This disc is gonna be super small. And but maybe they thought you couldn't because you can't buy those discs, so you can't pirate those discs.
That too.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought that too when it came out. It's like you can't buy.
Didn't even
minis.
Think about that till right now. Till we talked about pirating. Because I've never seen you be able to. You can't buy those discs.
Anywhere. No, and you can't put them in your computer.
Yeah.
They'll fall right out. They're little.
Yeah, they're big, baby discs. It's just so weird to me.
So the Wii was their first. Full disc
Wii was their first full disc.
And that's it, their last one. Because now they're like kind of like Blu-ray one disc on their Wii U.
Yeah, but when the GameCube came out with that baby disc, that was strange.
Yeah.
That controllers is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that C-stick and then the triggers, the way they feel.
Yeah, the way it feels and it sounds.
And they mimicked it with the Wii U and the Smash Brothers controller, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they brought it back. That was cool.
Yeah, and I think the GameCube is a million times better than Nintendo 64.
In what way? I mean, not
game quality.
Not okay, game quality. What games?
Game all the Resident Evil library. By far.
The library is just insane.
Library.
All the, Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 4 at the time was an exclusive.
How about all the Resident Evils are on there?
Yeah. And better than
Resident Evil 2.
Oh, that Resident Evil 2 is amazing.
Yeah, Four Swords, Wind Waker, the Resident Zelda Evil Collection, 4. Master. And don't forget about Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
The TP.
So what, five Zeldas?
Yeah. You have Mario Sunshine, which everyone hated, but
the
now
best
they
Mario parties are, in my opinion, are on that console. Mm-hmm. The best ones.
Mm-hmm. I actually like the 64
6,
Mario
7, parties. I love them. 3 was okay, but 6 and 7 are the best.
And you had an awesome F-Zero game.
Oh, yeah.
You had an awesome... I wouldn't say awesome. You had a almost good Star Fox game.
Star Fox Adventures?
Assault.
Assault?
Assault was okay.
It was made by Namco. It was very close. Mm-hmm. And then you had Star Fox Adventures.
Yeah.
Which...
The Zelda...
Which, honestly, is not a bad game if it wasn't Star Fox.
Yeah.
Call it something else. Because pink dinosaurs and... It was like a 90s cartoon. Like, it just...
Yeah.
It didn't really fit in the Star Fox universe. But it was cool, like, getting out of your R-Wing? What's it called?
Yeah.
R-Wing, yeah.
And running around. Like, R-Wing? That was cool.
And don't forget, it's actually the first console to have Sonic. Yeah, they had like 7 Sonic games on that console.
A lot of collections.
Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. They had Sonic Riders, the Sonic Gem Collection, Sonic Regular
Collection.
Did that
come out before Dreamcast?
Yeah. What?
The Sonic Adventures?
No. I think Adventures was...
It was a remake of the Dreamcast
one.
Yeah,
it was first on Dreamcast.
Yeah.
But that was Sega. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. Yeah,
they went out of business.
Yeah.
Sega poured out on Nintendo.
Yep.
And that was like a cool thing. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, I love me some GameCube. What else, man? Yeah.
You love yourself some Sonic the Hedgehog on PS3 with those humans.
Those are my favorite.
With the humans.
What's it called? Sonic 99 or Sonic? When did it come out?
No, it's called Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was just Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. But there's like a nickname for it because of how bad it is. Like,
oh, yeah, you're right.
They call it Sonic and then the
2006
year
or something.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Smash Bros, Joey.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Smash Bros.
Still considered.
Metroid Prime. Game. Let's get into some Metroid Prime.
Okay, Metroid Prime.
No Metroids came out for Nintendo 64.
No, that missed out.
Yeah, see? What the hell?
That missed out.
Yeah, because it couldn't hang. I guarantee you it couldn't hang.
But you can make a platformer.
It would have looked like Castlevania 64.
There are two about 3D on it. That was another thing that's pissing me off. Like, if you can't make a 3D game, make a side-scrolling.
The problem was with the success of Mario 64, mm-hmm. they figured... Everything needs to be like this.
They're wrong. Yeah. They were so wrong because the games could have looked so rad on that, on 3D platforming. Really clean and crisp.
Well, Yoshi's Story.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example of how pretty a game could have been.
They made some 2D. I don't know why they decided
Paper
Metroid.
Paper Mario looks fantastic as well.
Yeah.
That would have been cool to have a Metroid on 64, though.
It would have been cool, maybe.
It depends how they make it.
And they made 3 on GameCube? Or 2, right? 2.
2, because 3 came out on Wii.
Prime and 1, 2.
Yeah, Prime 1.
So then you have Metroid. I'm assuming they didn't make it because they tried to make it first person on 64. And it didn't work.
Yeah, maybe.
Double Dash?
Double Dash.
Mario Sunshine, Kart. Luigi Mansion.
Mario Sunshine is that game everybody hated, but all of a sudden loves because they want a remake.
I've never played that.
That's
one.
That game.
I missed that one out.
Too. I missed it as well.
I think everybody missed out on it. I don't think people.
Everyone that says they played it is a liar. It's all the people that say they wanted that they love Majora's Mask. Yeah. Nobody ever said they love Majora's Mask until recently when they wanted the remake.
I actually love Majora's
Mask. But you know what I'm saying, like.
But not many people do. They just have like memories of it.
It's the cult.
You're just trying to fit with the crowd.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I have a memory of looking at the moon when I was little. Oh, I love Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
I played it. Oh, okay. You're quiet now. Where'd you go? What happened?
That's it.
That's it. And all that buzz.
Now you have the Mario Sunshine people, which are now doing the same thing because they want that. They want that HD.
Well, that might be good. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, you did it for Wind Waker. So.
Wind Waker is awesome, though.
Yeah, I know. It looked good. Yeah. Real good.
Wind Waker looked great on GameCube.
Yeah, it did.
When I first played that, I put that game in, and it blew my mind with the graphics on that.
Cell shading.
Oh, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very beautiful.
It looks like a next gen game too now, like really.
Yeah, it does. And then you have Beautiful Joe's on GameCube,
Beautiful
which were also released on PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, man. Ooh, Star Wars. You had some of the best Star Wars games you can ever play.
Star Wars.
On GameCube?
Yes, on GameCube. They were basically what you wanted your Star Fox to be, but they were Star Wars games.
I never really
got Oh, yeah, the Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron. Yeah, Rogue Squadron. Yeah. Rogue Squadron is great. Bounty Hunter was not good. but the Rogue Squadrons were really, really, really deep and really good games. That's what he said. You had a lot of movie games made for...
You don't forget about Shrek.
Like usual.
Yeah.
Like for all the systems.
What movie game was made on the 64?
Let's see. That's a good one. That's a good question. Test.
None.
Zero, right?
I don't think any.
None?
Should I call it?
None?
Let's go zero. Do, do, do.
Let's go zero. Super Nintendo had so many movie games.
Well, they had Batman's.
Batman Returns, True Lies. True Lies. Lawnmower Man.
Cliffhanger. Demolition Man.
Is there any movie games for 64?
I don't know. That is a great question. Never even thought about that. I just assumed that there would have been.
Not one, I don't think.
Oh, wait. Yeah, there was.
What?
Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
There you go. That's one. That's one.
It was terrible, too.
Well, they had 007.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a big one.
GoldenEye?
That's kind of a big one.
World's Not Enough? That's another one.
Okay.
That game was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
They came out with GoldenEye, and then
World
Was Not Enough came in that blue cartridge, and you were like, it's blue, it's got to be awesome. Mm-hmm. You put it in, you're like, this isn't GoldenEye.
Okay, so GoldenEye was the big one we missed on. What else?
Kind of the biggest.
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible is a really good game.
I like that one.
That game was really good. Every time
you find stuff, here it is.
Yeah, it was very smart. That game was really smart for the time. Mm-hmm. And then you had Star Wars games, but not traditional. Like, Racers, that's not a movie game.
No. Shadows of the Empire was based on the movie, though.
Yeah, it's based on it. Shadows of the Empire was based on the book.
Yeah.
It's kind of a movie game, Racers. It's a part of the movie.
So everything you said was completely wrong, Steven.
Hey, you know what?
Yep.
How'd you guys think? Honestly, I gotcha.
We had to think about it.
But then Harry Potter started coming out on
Harry Potter
GameCube.
All six of them.
Yeah. And then... They kind of had like a Hobbit game on GameCube. Do you have it?
Yeah, they had a Hobbit game.
Yes, you do.
And they had all the Lord of the Rings. All the Lord of the Rings, all 1 through 3.
those were actually really cool games.
I never played those.
Like the, I don't know, like the ones like Viggo Mortensen.
The Taken King?
Those are cool. Let's see. Yeah, the Taken King. That sounds like a Lord of the Rings.
Taken King.
Lord of the Rings, the Taken King.
Destiny.
That's what it should have been.
It's been done already.
Then you have, we didn't talk about on 64, Pokemon Stadium.
Ooh, or Pokemon Snap.
Or Pokemon Snap. Pokemon Snap.
I hate Pokemon Snap. It's a game about taking pictures.
Of Pokemon.
Of Pokemon.
Which is like the best thing ever.
What's wrong with you guys?
Pokemon in 3D, man.
Yeah, Pokemon.
That was the first time to see Pikachu running around.
South Park is right. They tricked you guys.
Chip Pokemon.
Chip Pokemon.
South Park on 64 was great.
I thought that was
a cartoon
game. You would pee on a snowball and throw it at someone.
Yeah.
Chef's Love Shack.
I never played that one.
That was on... PS1 and
64.
Wasn't that a trivia Dreamcast.
And Dreamcast.
It's like a trivia?
Yeah,
it's a trivia, which is cool.
I never tried that.
It's a four-player game, trivia game. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, so it was South Park, by the way.
Yeah, South Park was the shooter.
Goddamn tiggies.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was fun.
And then...
Aliens freaked me out, man.
So let's talk about some Pokemon Stadium and Pokemon Snap.
Okay.
Those games came with the adapter to put in your Game Boy game, so you can see your Pokemon in
first
one
did,
3D.
Not the second
Stadium.
One.
Yeah.
Second was compatible with it.
Come on.
But I don't think it came with the transfer pack.
Yeah, because the first one's the only one that came in the big box.
But yeah, the second one was compatible with it.
That game was awesome.
Yeah.
Even though it really did nothing. It did everything you did on Game Boy, but 3D rendered.
Well, see, that's the thing. Everything on Game Boy, which I loved, was that you get to train and find the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Stadium, you were given Pokemon.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as diverse as finding them, but it was fun because you get to see them.
Didn't you put the ones you earned from Game Boy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If you use a transfer pack, you can use them in 3D, which is pretty awesome.
But again, if you're not battling, like if you don't, I didn't know anybody that liked the things that I liked in school.
Yeah.
So like I would be in school and be the quote unquote, I would try to fit in, be the cool kid. Yeah. And then I would go home and be a fucking nerd. I would be playing Pokemon by myself and go to school and not talk about it. So I'm pretty sure that's what other people were doing too, because everybody was playing Pokemon. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So I would go to my friend's house. He actually had Pokemon Stadium, but he didn't have the Game Boy Pokemons.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was a weird dynamic to that game. Like if you weren't raising your own Pokemon and putting them into that game is kind of worthless.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're just playing it just to see the Pokemon in 3D, mm-hmm. and you're battling them.
Well, they're technically remaking Pokemon Snap with Pokemon Go for the mobile phone.
Are they really?
Yeah. Didn't know that.
You have to search for Pokemon with your phone. You hold it up and it's via AR, so it'll find it. And I think you catch them or take pictures. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
It is. Cool. Pokemon Snap is awesome. You sit on that little cart. so cool, man.
Nope.
For its time, awesome. It was fun. Yeah.
And then when Pokemon got onto the GameCube with Pokemon's Battle, man. Was it Battle Coliseum?
Yeah, it was Coliseum. And Coliseum. Pokemon Gale of Darkness?
Yeah, DX. DX?
XD.
XD, Kev.
For extra dick. And then I never played Gale of Darkness.
I've never played none of them.
But that's the closest thing we've gotten to a 3D Pokemon game for a console.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know why they don't. If they want Wii U's to sell, just make a Pokemon game.
Not a Final Fantasy game on GameCube.
Crystal Chronicles, which they tried to make a co-op.
Sounds like a rap band.
It is. Crystal Chronicles, man. But that's another game that they tried to do couch co-op where you had to plug in your Game Boy Advance.
Oh, Four Swords?
Yeah, but you had to plug in your Game Boy Advance to do all this weird stuff.
That's cool.
I like that.
It's cool.
But it takes a lot of shit, yeah. $400 later, it's fun.
It's very troublesome, yes.
Yeah, once you figure out, so I initially bought the adapter for my Game Boy Advance to my GameCube because I thought it was the Super Game Boy equivalent.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like,
they have the Game Boy Player, which has that disc.
Yeah. But that wasn't out yet. So I plugged it in. I was like, why isn't this working? So I had that cord for no reason because I thought that's what it was for.
You just bought that recently too, like in 08, I bet.
I did.
Yeah. I did. Why isn't this working?
And then they had...
You guys were on a binge.
Yeah. How about last time? Yeah. And then you had the Super... What was it called? Not Super Game Boy because that's...
Game Boy Player?
Game Boy Player, which played the Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah.
And Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
Yeah. Which were awesome.
And Game Gear.
I wish it did. And that was cool seeing basically Super Nintendo games on your GameCube.
Yeah.
Playing Golden Sun on a TV was awesome.
Pick your own frame.
Which is cool. Yeah, playing Minish Cap on your TV was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just think they went wrong with... just think they went wrong with 64, and unfortunately... GameCube is awesome, but I think it was kind of swept under the rug by PS1 and PS2 being so great.
Mm.
And being more, quote-unquote, adult.
Yeah. Yeah. It was more aimed for the adult audience compared to...
The serious gamer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. GameCube. But don't get me wrong. GameCube still had its adult games. Eternal Darkness, Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. It didn't have God of Wars.
Yeah, of course.
It
didn't have those ones.
Killzone. It didn't have anything.
Nobody should have Killzone.
Yeah, which is not a good game to me, but... It's, again, the quote-unquote
adulting. You said you love Killzone, Kev.
Well, I got my Killzone tattoo yesterday. But that's about it. Yeah, I don't know. And now with the Wii and when they let all that shovelware on the console, it kind of ruined it.
Shovelware?
For example, all those awful games that you don't know how they got on the Wii. Like, that's called shovelware.
Oh, okay. You mean like Gingerbread Ninja or something like that?
Stuff like that.
Okay. There are a lot of random $2 games in that console.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's something like over 2,000 games in that library.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And like
Babies. And yeah.
It's Mary like weird. Kate and Ashley's.
Yeah. It's like weird stuff like that. And that was Nintendo's Gremlins. Downfall. The Gizmo game. Yeah. It's probably sealed over there. Is it still sealed?
Yep.
You got it?
Yeah. Nice. Chili doggy.
Yeah. So they just, I don't know. Trying to play catch up from 64, I think, might have been their Achilles heel.
I just think they stopped caring. I don't know why.
They didn't stop caring about competition. They didn't stop caring about the gamer. They stopped caring about competition.
Yeah.
Which technically is stop.
It's the same thing, yeah. Because competition makes businesses better.
Yes. Well, the problem is with Nintendo now, they bank on, we have Smash. We have Mario Kart.
Yeah, well, they bank on Zelda. Their main titles, their main characters.
But they're not even putting those games out.
Is that going to work next generation?
No, because they're not putting these games out.
When they go digital. Because they're going digital. And people buy Nintendo product because it's physical content. Once they go digital, they're going to mess up.
Yeah.
I really don't know what's going to happen.
Because I'm not going to go and spend a digital game right away. I'm going to wait till it goes on sale.
I mean,
it's a will.
Again, you don't own these games.
Yeah.
These games are not yours when you buy them digitally.
You have a box next to your TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm. Boring.
That is terrible. Yeah, they're going to play catch up the rest of their... And then they're going to try and do something cool. They tried the motion control, which ruined games, in my opinion.
Do you think that ruined it?
No.
It ruined certain games.
The Wii was awesome when it came out with the motion controls. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Then all of a sudden, overnight, we all woke up and said, why are we moving our controllers?
Yep.
And at the same time, Microsoft and Nintendo were developing motion.
You're doing the same
and then
thing.
When they had it ready, it was already lame.
Yeah.
So they were just too late to the party, and it was really funny.
Well, you had Kinect, and then PlayStation Move came out.
Yep.
iToy.
And they're still trying to stuff Kinect down your throat.
And technically, they're trying to use PlayStation Move with Morpheus.
Well, that's going to work, because it's Morpheus.
Yeah.
So everybody's got to get their Move controllers again.
God, another headset console. It's going to make you throw up. And
did it give me a neck pains with the weight?
Yeah. Ooh, I forgot a game on GameCube.
If you're laying down, that would be cool. Be your first game laying
just down.
Fall asleep. Just start snoring.
You wake up. Where am I?
There's like some dude like coming to stab me.
Where am I?
Yeah, with graphics, that probably would happen.
Fucking kill yourself running away.
Super Monkey Ball.
Oh, for GameCube.
I rented that game so many times. And I'm still addicted to that game to this day. Did you ever play, like, targeting?
I actually have sad news about that. I went to go rent Super Monkey Ball.
But I probably rented it.
You probably, yeah, maybe it was you. I brought it home. I put it in. It didn't read.
Disc.
I looked at the disc, and it is scratched horribly. I did not get to play it.
Blockbuster?
And to this day. Yeah, it was Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I never played Monkey Ball. But I've always wanted to play it.
You've never played Monkey Ball?
Do
we have one here?
I don't know. I probably don't.
Dude, no. Super Monkey Ball? Oh my god.
I've always wanted to play. I just like the idea. Like, you could play bowling or like.
Monkeys and balls?
There's this thing called Monkey Target. You shoot down a ramp.
Okay.
And then you have to open your ball at a certain time depending on where this target is. And you have to get. You can get power ups and you land on the target to get points.
Mm-hmm.
Simplest concept.
Mm-hmm.
I've never hated my friends so much in my life. Like, we almost fought over Super Monkey Ball targets. It was intense.
Wow.
It's so... Dude, Joe.
What are we doing sitting here, man?
I've never played. Let's just go play Monkey Ball.
We could be playing Monkey Ball right now.
If you got a copy,
there's Monkey
go.
Ball on Vita. There's Monkey Ball on,
oh,
on
3DS.
I know
3DS,
yeah.
Wii. There's Monkey Ball on everything but Xbox.
Hmm.
Makes sense.
There's Monkey Ball on Game Boy Advance, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I know there's one with that too.
There's Monkey Ball in the arcade with a giant ball that's impossible. It's
never played it.
I'm going to buy you that arcade.
Well, my birthday's on Monday. I expect it in the mail. I expect to get a knock on my door and have to sign for a giant box.
The balls of monkeys.
Oh, God.
Real monkeys?
Oh, yeah. Monkey Ball is a great game. Yeah, so is there anything else you guys want to talk about today? Any other games? I think we nailed all the core games.
We'll keep it short, just like the N64 library.
Nice.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Joey likes Powerpuff Girls.
Wait
so.
A minute. I actually do like Powerpuff Girls 64,
uh-huh.
The fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it wasn't a Power Stones,
mm-hmm.
but it was something similar to where it's a top view beat 'em up,
mm-hmm.
kind of like Super Smash. But of course, Super Smash is a side-scrolling.
Mischief Makers is good too.
Mischief Makers, I never
treasure
played.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
I never played.
But again, game. The properties they use to make the same games that are successful on other consoles, they don't work very well. Power Stone was completely original,
yeah.
with these cool-looking characters,
and the four-player beat 'em up.
But as a 15-year-old kid, you're not going to be like, I want Powerpuff Girls instead.
No, of course not.
You're not going to do that, and
not.
That was the problem.
No, of course not. But
same. That's the problem with Splatoon. Which is slowly growing, but people think...
Oh, it did well in the beginning, now it's starting to die off.
Because nobody has a Wii U, so it's not really dying off. Everyone that basically wants it has it. Mm. But you have people shooting paint instead of bullets, and people don't like that.
Yeah.
Like if you're fighting with a Powerpuff Girl instead of a fat dude with a tank top on in Power Stone, that's what people want.
Well, of course. But I mean, the Powerpuff Girls, like I said, I didn't have the Dreamcast at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I seen the idea of like you can choose the bad guys or the Powerpuff Girls or whatever
mm-hmm.
to fight, I thought that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, four people fighting, top view, beat 'em ups. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like.
Was it like Fighting Force?
It was. I've never played Fighting Force. It was like Power Stones, without the levels changing. I don't know if you remember Power Stones. The levels changed
mm-hmm.
in the back. It wasn't like that.
It was like giant waves would hit and like stuff would break.
Yeah,
and
you'd be that's able why to Power Stones was so awesome.
Giant waves? Giant waves?
But playing the Powerpuff Girls at that time was pretty cool. When Power Stones came out, of course, there's no competition to that.
Yeah.
Power Stone dominated.
Was that was four player, right?
Yeah, it was four players, yes. And that completely dominated to where it's like Powerpuff Girls, what?
Yeah.
I'm playing Power Stones.
Even though it's the same game, I'd rather, again, play with the fat guy that can pick up a baseball bat.
Well, now that you have, you know, you have an option, a choice, you're going to choose, of course.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I just seen a game, four player action, rented it. Played it, liked it.
Four player action.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Let me try.
I think I have four friends. Yeah. So Nintendo 64 was not the best.
I mean, I could keep going. There's
do it,
Ocarina
man.
Ocarina of Time, man.
We didn't talk about Zelda.
No,
at
we
all.
Did not.
We did I not.
Mean, you didn't play until you said
the better
until
ports are on 3DS.
20 plus.
20 plus.
The better ports are on 3DS.
That's years later, man. That's way years later. I'm talking about at its prime.
Yeah, it was great. The Ocarina of Time was great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Majora's Mask, not so much.
I love Majora's Mask. Yeah. I mean, I know people don't like it.
I got most of the I got all the masks except for one. I was able to do all of it, and I was like, I'm done. Just lost interest.
Yeah, the first time I played it, I was like, why is there...
I put like 40 hours in that game.
Yeah,
I just...
and then you just gave it up.
I was like...
Yeah, I didn't understand, like, why is there a timer? Like, why can't I just run around? I'm done. I just didn't get it.
I think the grind burned me out.
I liked about it. I love the time. It's not like... You're set on a time limit to where you have to beat it accordingly, and then you find out a way to slow down time, and then you find out that certain people meet you at different times of the day, and I just thought that was pretty... unique.
Was Ocarina one of the first open world games? Because it's technically not.
The first Zelda was. That's technically open world.
Let me say 3D. I'm sorry, 3D.
The first open 3D world?
Pretty sure it's like a PC game.
I mean,
I don't, not counting,
I mean,
like not counting.
It was literally open. I mean, it wasn't like you would have to go door to door to door like Mario 64. So I guess literally it kind of was open. Open world.
What was up with all those doors, though, in Mario 64?
Loading? Without the loading?
No, all the doors?
Yeah. A bunch of doors in a mansion?
Yeah, that game was
jumped through
paintings?
Jumping through paintings? Yeah.
Which is cool. Because they made that wave, and you were like, whoa, there's a wave! Yeah.
But you'll find unique ways of jumping it, like the sideways jump.
Yeah, you do the butt slam, and you do whatever you want. Mario, once they drop you in after you start pulling out his mustache and all that, once you start the game... And they drop you in the courtyard. I thought that was the whole world. I was like, where? I can go everywhere. So you would. You would run around. You'd jump in the water. You'd just do everything, but there's nothing to accomplish.
No.
Absolutely nothing.
It was just the first impression that you got from
and
playing.
That you was climb my on first, the trees and get the coins.
Yeah, and that was my first open world experience was that. So that was your first 3D platformer and basically open world experience was being able to run around a castle. Like, could you run around? The castle?
You can...
I don't know if you go behind it. Can you?
You can go behind it only through the door in the back, in the basement. That's the only way. You couldn't fully go around it.
The 3DS one, you could play as different characters, too, like Yoshi.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yoshi, Wario.
That's really cool.
Which is also a remake, remade.
So,
But again, all of that is thanks to the 64. If we didn't have the 64, the Mario 64, we wouldn't have all these platformers.
Yeah.
So... You got to give some credit to where it's due.
I don't want to,
That's my whole argument with this.
I don't want to, but I will. Okay.
Which Nintendo console do you think is the worst one out of all of them?
Virtual console?
No, console.
System, home console. Let me see.
Like not including
virtual. Virtual Boy is a handheld.
I see that.
Because it plugs into a TV.
Yeah. I have my answer.
Let's see. I got Nintendo, Super Nintendo, 64, GameCube, Wii, and Wii U. So there's only six.
Yeah, so which one's the
out
worst?
Out of those six, I had a... Choose one.
That's the least.
That I don't like.
Yes, the least one that you out of all of them. What's one?
Can I give you mine?
64.
Go ahead.
Mine is actually the Wii because of the controls.
Okay.
I want to play Zelda with a controller, which is why I played Twilight Princess on GameCube.
Because
I tried to play Skyward Sword and I got to like the second, whatever it's called. I don't want to hold up a shield. And a sword.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
You gotta swing the moat.
Yeah, I just want to play. And a lot of games to me were ruined because of that. Like, I don't want to have to hold something on my hand still and try to like fly things around. I don't want to do that.
WarioWare?
WarioWare on the Wii is fucking amazing.
I think
that's
fun.
But that's different because that's made for that.
Yes, it's a gimmick.
No, but I like Zelda Twilight Princess on the Wii. I liked it. I had fun.
Either way, I had fun with it.
But again, back to topic. Which one's the worst one? You said the Wii.
I said the Wii, man. I'm going with the Wii.
I'm just because of the controls.
By far. 64 by far.
Just because of the controls.
Hands down. By far. Wii had a way bigger library.
It's tough, man.
The controls. The games are good, but the controls make them not good.
Yeah, the controls are shitty.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
The controls turned those games into shitty games.
Yeah, well... Capcom versus Toskanaku had a fight stick, so that was a
But you had to plug it into your
Wiimote.
That's another thing. Peripherals, get me off of that.
Yeah, the whole tennis brackets. Remember stop. That? The golf club
attachment.
Yeah, they really
Wii Zapper. Stop.
If I had to choose out of all of them, the one that I least spent my time would have to be the Wii.
Okay.
I put more time in the 64, into Super, into Nintendo, into the GameCube.
You haven't played Wii U yet either.
Though. I know. I've never. Yeah. I missed out on that.
Wii U
one.
Is so good.
I want to play Pikmin 3. Mm-hmm. I want to play Wind Waker HD. There are so many other games. I'm sorry. Missing out.
Cool. You're missing out on a lot of games.
Yeah.
Mario Kart. Gotta play.
If you would have to put them in order, what would it be? from best?
From best? Okay. From best.
He's gonna pull out graphs.
Yeah.
My charts. Was 3 hours and 16 minutes with this console.
Not including handhelds, correct?
Yeah, no handhelds. Those don't count.
SNES is number one.
No, SP.
Wait, we're counting handhelds? Well,
I think no handhelds.
No handhelds. Okay. Handhelds don't count.
I thought you were saying handhelds.
No, because 3DS would be number one for me. For sure. But I'm going to go with SNES. Obviously number one.
Yeah, I got to go with Super Nintendo. I put more time into that. Then Nintendo.
Then Nintendo.
Nintendo's more of a nostalgia thing, though.
Nintendo's awesome.
No, I love Nintendo, man. I could spend hours on that.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
A lot of good games on there.
Right? Yeah, as long as you have a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend hours on that.
I would say Wii U next.
So yours is, which is the first
Super
one?
Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Nintendo. Oh,
okay.
Wii U.
Okay.
GameCube. Wii. 64.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's, I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mine is Super Nintendo, Nintendo, GameCube, 64, and the Wii. Mm-hmm. And I'm not including Wii U because I haven't played it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really give that.
I wish people bought the Wii U. It is great. It's really good.
My birthday pass, you know? So.
Hey, that's my line. Get out of here. Get out of here with that. I think next week we need to stop talking about Nintendo because that's all we've been talking about. And head over to, do we want to do Sega? Sure. Or do we want to do
Let's
Sony?
Do N-Gage. Let's just do
N-Gage. Tomb Raider
Let's
N-Gage.
Do mobile.
Monkey Balls on N-Gage.
Let's do mobile devices and video gaming. How about that?
Are we so like iOS stuff?
I don't know. I'm just sick talking
shit. Oh, okay.
Shit. No let's talk about Game Gear and their massive library.
No, let's do Sega. So next week, let's talk about some Sega.
Let's do Atari.
All Sega. Atari?
Let's do Vectrex.
Let's talk about Atari. It was the start of stuff and that's it. That's my Atari. Yeah. Not fun to play. Let's get off Nintendo and
about Monopoly.
Let's do board games. Yeah.
Board games? Now let's talk about board games.
Yeah. Board games are better on consoles. Let's put it like that.
Let's talk about Cranium Wars. Shit.
Cranium Wars.
So next week, guys, we're going to talk about some Sega stuff. Sega Dreamcast, Master System, Genesis, Sega CD.
Sega Saturn.
Sega
Neptune.
Sega?
It's a real console.
Sega? That sounds like a... Never mind.
You got it?
But we will talk about the best Sega console, which is Dreamcast, and my favorite console of all time. So we will get there, and maybe we can get a special guest on by the name of Matt. He's a Dreamcast expert.
Or Alex.
Or Alex. Both of them.
Ooh. Both of them?
Both of them.
Ooh, yeah, let's get both of them on. Sega Saturn. So we have a Saturn expert and a Dreamcast expert.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not guaranteeing that for all the four listeners. So don't get excited, guys. But we will do that. Thank you guys for listening. My name is Kevin. We have Steven. We have Joey. So thank you for listening to the SVGB podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. See you guys later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.